Well, this morning we've been talking about plans for Guernsey to have its own university. Susan Jackson Associates is looking to provide the internationally recognised boutique facility on the island, with the Policy Council currently looking into the proposals. A number of callers to BBC Guernsey raised concerns about the influx of students to the island, many raising questions as to where they will go, and some worried about the impact the more social students would have on the community. On that point, Susan Jackson, the woman behind the plans, is assuring islanders that antisocial behaviour will be regulated.
Well, one thing I can assure them of is that we will have disciplinary structures with the university from the very first day, and we will be very careful about preserving Guernsey as it is now.
And Chris and Jeff all called BBC Guernsey and asked how on earth the island would accommodate 2,000 students. June was another concerned listener.
I wondered, if you're bringing that number of students in, where are they going to be accommodated? You're talking about a lot of students coming in, and you've got to accommodate them on the island.
Susan Jackson assured islanders there were plans in place for the influx of students.
Well, we're aware that space on Guernsey is at a premium. Presently, we don't expect the university to reach the maximum capacity of 2,000 students, which you mentioned earlier, until about 2023-2024. That's after 10 years of operation. And at that point, we anticipate that we shall require about 17,000 square metres of teaching and administrative accommodation. At the moment, we're looking at a variety of options for accommodating the teaching and administration. And in the worst case, we've actually budgeted to rent prime office accommodation in St. Peter Port. But there are other more interesting possibilities that are under discussion.
What do you mean by more interesting possibilities?
We aim to insert ourselves delicately in or around existing structures. And really, we have a preference for existing structures.
And Dr. Jack McDonald, who would be heading up the university if the plans go ahead, thinks it's a great acquisition for the island.
We've designed it very carefully so that our three great principles, that it shouldn't be for profit, it should be a charity, that it must be an excellent university in league with excellent institutions around the world, and that it should be Guernsey's university, owned emotionally by the islanders.
Some islanders are in favour of a university in the island. Richard called BBC Guernsey to say he felt the proposals are excellent because it will inject energy into the sporting and cultural life of the island. And Katina and Brian both think it's a great idea. Just some of your calls and comments on the proposals for a Channel Islands university based here in Guernsey.